Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you again. Get on this train and let's ride. Here's part 4 of the Lake House story. Things are different by the water. Back where I live in Haytown, people are always going places, doing things. They go to work at the lumber yard, at the post office, or the library. They take their kids to school. They go to the gym. They go to the swimming pool. They go to the golf course. They get their hair cut. They go to the movies. They go to church. They go here. They go there, and they come back again. And the next day, they're back at it. They go back to work, back to school. They drive, they walk, they ride bikes, they take the bus. They're always moving around, doing things in all directions. At the lake, it's a lot simpler. There's a lot less going and a lot more sitting around. The going happens in just two directions. Either you go out on the lake or you come back from the lake. And people act differently. For example, when the police officer came to the barbecue, Wanda's mother naturally offered her a beer. And the police officer accepted the beer. "Sure, thanks," she said, and sat down in one of the white plastic chairs we were sitting in. When she sat down, she introduced herself as Officer Smalls and asked if anyone had seen Carl. I raised my hand, and she told me Kate had called the police about me. "Yes, I was inside of a fish," I told her. Officer Smalls raised one eyebrow at me. I could tell she didn't believe me. "But I'm okay now," I said. She looked at me from the side. I could tell she didn't want me to talk about it. Then she laughed. "Ha, ha, ha. That's funny, Carl. Right?" She took a sip of beer. I didn't understand. Her laugh came after much too long of a pause to be genuine. "You know, officer," I said, "I'm not lying. A fish really did try to eat me." Officer Smalls smiled back at me, pointed to the beer she was drinking, and said, "Had a few too many of these, have you?" "No, look, it's not even open yet," I said. My bottle of beer still had the top on it. Wanda's mother passed me a bottle opener. I set it down. "How many have you had?" Officer Smalls asked. "None," I replied. "I know it sounds strange," I said to the police officer. "It sounds strange that a fish big enough to eat a person is living in Lake Vanier. But it really happened. There's at least one enormous fish down there. An enormous and, I must say, very dangerous fish." Officer Smalls smiled, turned to Wanda, and said, "So what grade are you in, honey?" It was clear she didn't want to hear my story. I asked if she was going to tell Kate that I was here. "Sure I will," she said. She finished her beer and called the police station. She told them the address of Wanda's family. In a few minutes, Kate's red car showed up. She got out and hugged me right away. She was crying. What was that monster that ate you? I realized then that I hadn't seen the creature from the outside. I guess I didn't know if it was a fish or something else. Well, I said, it was very smooth and smelly inside. Officer Smalls took another beer out of the cooler and opened it. She was not looking at us. Wanda's parents were off playing a game of badminton. Wanda was sitting by the water, singing a little song. Goodbye, Wanda, I said. Goodbye, Carl, she said back. Tell your dad I'll bring his clothes to school on Monday. Okay, she said, seeming not to care. Kate drove me back towards her parents' lake house. The sun was already setting. She said she was so happy I was still alive. She said that thing I went inside of was the ugliest creature she'd ever seen, though she added that it was hard to see clearly, as it was very dark under the surface of the lake. She could see its sharp teeth, though, and it had huge eyes right on the front of its head. Back at the lake house, Matab and Jesus were dancing together. They were dancing to some music by Billie Holiday, a very smooth, romantic jazz singer. As we got closer, I heard her sing, "It must have been moon glow, way up in the blue. It must have been moon glow that led me to you." Then I saw something that made me cry with happiness. Shelby and Wally swimming together in the lake in the glow of the full moon. It was a beautiful weekend at the lake house. I can't wait to go back again. That's all for this time, my friends. And that's all for this four-part story, The Lake House Saga. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know what you think. Write to me at carl@boxcaringlish.com.